His teaching is difficult. Who can accept it? Some days I have to agree with these disciples. Some days it's easier to be a person of faith than others. As the chaos around the world continues to ensue and our lives continue to be wild and tiring and messy, some days it's hard to feel like God is real at all. And today Jesus says some really unbelievable things. This bread is his flesh. This wine is his blood. Those who believe have eternal life, and the spirit gives life, and the flesh is useless. And you can't come to God unless you come through me. These things are strange, complicated, confusing. This chapter in the book of John begins with that feeding of the 5,000, which feels like eons ago, but it was only 5 weeks ago. And then he has continued for these last weeks, saying that he is the bread of life. And at the conclusion of this giant speech, after all of these things, he asked the disciples, "So what do you think? Do you want to stick with me?" And Simon Peter responds to Jesus by saying, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." And these words automatically trigger for me standing on a church pew next to my dad holding that green hymnal. Do you remember the green hymnal? And the music of the organ surrounding as the congregation would sing in that gospel acclamation liturgy. Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah. And amen, as Phoebe says. But we used to sing this every week. I had never thought about it before. But this is almost a question of desperation. For at the end of the day, when our hearts are tired, when we cannot read another book of theology, another article or post, when we cannot fold another towel, fill out another form, pay another bill, wash another dish, fix one more thing, this is the only prayer left to say. Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. And the beautiful truth is, we cannot fix it all. We cannot know enough. We do not have the superhero powers to bring the universe into perfect justice and peace and order. And so the promise of the gospel is God comes to us. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a prisoner of war and a Lutheran pastor and theologian who died in a German concentration camp just weeks before the Allies liberated. He wrote this while he was in prison. All go to God in their distress, seek help and pray for bread and happiness, deliverance from pain, guilt, and death. All do, Christians and others. But the last stanza is, God goes to all in their distress, satisfies body and soul with his bread, dies, crucified for all, Christians and others, and both alike forgiving. Lord, to who can we go? You have the words of eternal life. Did you know, pivoting here, did you know that the color, what color flamingos are when they're born? Yes, they're white or gray. They're not pink at all. They are not pink. And adult flamingos love to eat that, like, briny, salty marsh water. And to eat, they take their neck, like, here's their head, and they go all the way, and they put their head upside down in the water, and they go like this. Side to side, filtering the water upside down in their beaks, and they eat all those little shrimp, right? The brine shrimp and algae and plankton. And from those tiny little shrimp, this is where they get that brilliantly pink colored hue. Flamingo chicks, it takes them 2 to 3 years to turn that color to get that famous tinge of pink. So it takes 2 years, 2 to 3 years of eating these shrimp. But what I love about this is what they ingest literally becomes a part of who they are. And this is how they are known in the bird world, this bright, incredibly shrimpy pink. And I wonder if this is what Jesus was trying to get at with this lengthy bread speech that has taken us 5 weeks to get through. Filtering through, right? Similarly, St. Augustine is famous for saying at the communion table, "Behold what you are, become what you receive, the body of Christ." For in this bread and wine, we get to taste Christ. And not in a cannibal kind of way. I might have mentioned this already, but Dr. Wanger, my Lutheran theology professor, says, "Don't ask me mathematical questions. We don't know how Jesus shows up in the bread. We just know that he promises to do so." And so we say, okay, we believe you. But this meal is eternal life. It's tangible forgiveness. It's what grace shows up as. At this table, we are claimed beloved children of God. And from this table, we are sent out to become what we have received. I'd like to think that every time we filter through, every time we ingest this meal, every time we savor the body of Christ, like those flamingos, our hearts and our minds and our bodies become a little closer to the heart of God, that we begin to show a little pink. We begin to embody what we've received. For as we are forgiven, we learn how to forgive. As God has shared with us, we too learn to share what we have. As we embrace being loved, we let go and love freely. And as God embraces us each and every time, we become a little more compassionate toward ourselves and others. Through this meal, we are transformed. And like this bulletin image, Jesus is that sticky dough, which might make the OCD among us a little uncomfortable, right? Like, it's a little messy, but it's going to cling to us whether we like it or not. And slowly and surely, this love is changing us from the inside out. And while I, even with a master's of divinity, and 12 years of pastoring, don't fully understand it, while some days I have a hard time embracing it when my tank is empty and I too struggle, thankfully, God's love for me and for all of us is not dependent on our faith. For in our faith and in our doubt, God continues to set the table and invites us to show up. Invites us to pull up a seat and load up our plates. For God continues to proclaim to us, we are welcome. There is enough for what we need is here. We are forgiven, we are loved, and we are created to love. And slowly and surely, dear ones, these things will start to rub off on us. Our hungers will be satisfied, and we will become what we eat. Thanks be to God. Amen.